Hello out there, all you people on the go and multitaskers everywhere. This is Homeschool Mom Movie Maven, and this review is on Spider-Man: Far From Home. My short take is that this is the terrific newest contribution to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Far From Home is supposedly the last movie of Phase 3, which began in 2008 with Iron Man. It is also the third of, hopefully, many more Marvel version Spider-Man movies, its quality credited as much to the perpetually youthful and delightfully appealing Tom Holland version of Peter Parker as it is to the clever writing, great music, and amazing special effects. Who should go? With some cautions, pretty much anyone, but be advised, while the story is clean and the romance is innocently portrayed, there is a bit of language in the violence, while cartoonish, is often intense and could frighten very young children. My long take is, what if superpowers and access to billions of dollars of tech were given to a kid? A really great kid and a very intelligent kid who was humble and wanted to do the right thing but still was a kid. You'd have Spider-Man Far From Home. Spider-Man Far From Home is one of the best coming-of-age stories I've ever seen. Coming-of-age as in a youth being faced with circumstances that allow or force him to step from the safe confines of childhood out into the deeper, more treacherous waters of adulthood. Although the movie stands firmly on its own, the more Marvel genre films, including TV's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., since 2008's Iron Man, with which you are familiar, and the more you know about Marvel, the more you will enjoy Spider-Man Far From Home. Visual, verbal, and circumstantial homages to the larger universe abound. There are spoilers for Far From Home and other Marvel movies. While mostly referential, I don't want to ruin anything for anyone, so please be warned. Spider-Man Far From Home bursts forth with a crisis for which Nick Fury wishes to recruit Peter Parker. Now, while in our modern culture it may seem unreasonable to ask a 16-year-old teenager to step up in the way Fury wishes, keep in mind that there is abundant precedent for this in our own human history. Henry II, father of Richard the Lionheart, was forced by the untimely death of his father, Geoffrey of Anjou, to lead his troops against competitor armies for the possession of England and a big chunk of what we now consider France, when he was only 17. And P.S. Henry won. However, regardless of what the inimitable Mr. Fury demands, Peter doesn't want anything to interfere with his school European trip and planned courting of the aloof MJ, not even the potential end of the world. Along with this humorous and all-too-human motivation of the main character, which is one of the wings that propels this story, Far From Home has a smart, underlying theme cautioning objectivity to media. A very meta concept given the massive green screens used by the filmmakers in every Marvel movie. Tom Holland is again, and still, wonderful as the absolute best and perfect Spider-Man, all youthful, confident enthusiasm, but with an irresistibly humorous, boyish naivety. Zendaya, from The Greatest Showman, portrays her own goth brand MJ without becoming annoying. The adorable Jake Batalon returns as Peter's best friend Ned. Jon Favreau reprises his role as Happy Hogan, providing the much-needed father figure Peter lost in Endgame. Marissa Tomei is great as Peter's youthful Aunt May, and who says Aunt May has to be old, gray, and grandmotherly? Jake Gyllenhaal plays Mysterio, or Quentin Beck, the unknown factor in the plot. And there are a few cameos I would hate to ruin by divulging here, but suffice to say they are well-placed and fun. The movie opens with a bang you would expect from any Marvel movie, touches briefly and with some amusement on the practical effects of the blip which undusted everyone from the end of Infinity War, then carries the audience on the crest of the story wave through to the end, leaving clever breadcrumbs along the way, and beyond to all three end credit scenes. I guess they were making up for not having a proper end credit Easter egg after Endgame. And again, leave it to Marvel to have the perfect blend of story character arc, humor, and tension all placed against a complex backstory which fits with all the other movies, like one of the overlays which made up the secret blueprints Tony cobbled together clandestinely in the cave where he had been held hostage in the first Iron Man movie. The colors are bright and vibrant, as they should be for a movie based on a comic book. The story is clean and wholesome. The romance is gentle and age-appropriately innocent, but the dialogue does contain a small handful of words you would not want younger children repeating. The violence, as I said before, is cartoonish, but can be very intense. However, if they can handle any of the previous Marvel movies released since 2008, they can handle this one. The music by Michael Giacchino is at turns bright and lively, romantic and lyrical, and intense, and suspenseful, but always maintaining that Marvel hero flavor. Spider-Man Far From Home works on multi-levels as a classically formulated Marvel action-adventure, as a cautionary tale of believing too quickly what you think you see because it is in the media, and as the story of a genuinely good young man on the cusp of becoming an adult who must choose when and how to grow up. So swing right over at your earliest opportunity to see your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man Far From Home. And remember, if you're listening in your car or on an iPhone, you can get the full original review, including pictures and links, at www.homeschoolmommoviemaven, that's Maven spelled with an I, and .com. And take it from a homeschool mom. Education doesn't always have to come from a book. Sometimes it can come from a marvelous movie.